A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Heard moments ago Mitt Romney give a partial speech in front of the Senate about how he believes that the vote should go forward to confirm the electoral votes there on the Senate floor as they're having more of these discussions as they've reconvened. If anything breaks during all this, we will bring it to you this evening here on KSL News Radio. Anything that needs to be brought to you, we will do it. Mark Jackson been all over that tonight, and we appreciate it. In the meantime, Scott Mitchell back on the program.
That's right.
Tonight. And the Jazz appear to be back on some sort of something, at least tonight, in terms of not losing by 34 points like they did last night. Currently just trailed by 3 points to the Knicks with 4 minutes left.
Are the Knicks any good?
The Knicks are not good, okay. But they're doing okay, but they're not a very good team. The Jazz were favored going into this one, but you know what, Scott? They were favored going into last night's 34-point blowout that they lost to the Nets. So we'll see how this one ends up working out. We'll keep you with 3:48 left. They're down 99 to 96, and man, it's just as – it's not good, Scott. This is I was having this discussion today earlier with somebody, and it's this. You're okay if your team's bad because at least you know they're bad and you know what they need to do. When you have no idea what they are, when they're super inconsistent, that's a really tough spot to be in because you're going, what exactly is this team? What exactly needs to improve? And boy, they've found ways to really look bad over the last couple nights, and so we'll see if they can end up pulling out a win against the Knicks tonight. In the meantime, as we march forward here, Scott, we're talking about Zach Wilson and his path to the NFL and the opportunity that awaits any time that there is a changing in the guard. And certainly it's the hardest replacement of a quarterback that BYU has ever had. Now, they have a little bit of an embarrassment of riches at the quarterback spot, but places across the country, schools across the country, have an amazing boon now, Scott, of opportunity because you have you have all these quarterbacks, all these every position that BYU has that's leaving. When you think about Kyrus Tonga having to be replaced in the middle of that defensive line, or it's Dax Milne, you know, obviously with Gunnar Romney there, if he's healthy 100%, he's that wide receiver one for BYU. But you have all these places where you can get where you have to have replacements immediately, and not just a big falling off. If you want to maintain any sort of consistency. And you're not able to recruit the way that a lot of these big schools around you have, then you have to take advantage of the transfer portal that is more packed than it ever has been, and I love it. The free agency version, or this is the free agency that they get in college football, like they get in the pros. This is where guys can enter the transfer portal, become something different. Utah's Jake Bentley is an example of that, a guy who has an extra year, who was at Utah and now is going to be headed to South Alabama to live out the rest of his quarterback days. I'm happy for the guy. You know why? Because
yeah.
I mean, he still is like, I've got some unfinished business, and this transfer portal is exactly why we do this kind of thing, so we can let guys figure out what their future is going to look like.
Well, what happens is it makes teams like, take Oregon State. Oregon State is considered recently the cellar dweller of the Pac-12, right?
Right.
And they have a coach who is a former player, and he has an investment in the program, right? He cares about it. He's not just somebody who got hired because he's not Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson had no emotional.
He's a former quarterback there at Oregon State.
Right. And they started to be competitive this year because of the transfer portal. And you hear they get guys from Nebraska or Penn State or so all of a sudden you're in Corvallis, Oregon, or you're in Provo, Utah, or wherever you are, and you now can literally recruit across the entire country. And guess what? It's free. You know, it's one thing like Utah has spent more money on recruiting than any team in the Pac-12, and it's paying off. I mean the fact that they're actually reloading talent, but even the fact that they did this, it was remarkable this year to see what happened and how good this football team is and how good it will be, and the recruiting class they had this year, which was even better, the best recruiting class they've ever had. But guess what? They go into spring football without a quarterback. Like, they don't have a quarterback until all of a sudden, poof, right? Transfer portal comes along, and now all of a sudden they have two like legitimate guys along with Cam Rising, and now they're in their quarterback room. They actually have some talent, and so it doesn't matter even if you are recruiting well or you're recruiting poorly. This transfer portal really, I think it really levels the playing field for so many teams, but where I think you almost benefit the most from it, it feels like, is maybe at quarterback. Because there's only one quarterback, right? I mean, Justin Fields was not, you know, he moved. And it worked very well for him. Or you look at Joe Burrow, and you know, it some of these big time quarterbacks have had significant impacts because they've been able to.
I always just assumed it was because these guys aren't necessarily as good as we thought. But honestly,
there could be truth to that.
There is some of that. But you know what I've found out too is that there's a lot of guys that just were not in a good situation. They were not in a place where, you know, some of these guys are going to a school and the guy who recruited them was fired a year and a half ago, you know, and suddenly they're in the quarterback room and this guy who did not recruit them is looking at them going, What are you going to do for me? I don't want you here.
Right.
And that's a bad situation for these guys to be in. Here's the other benefit of why BYU can look at the transfer portal. I think that they're probably set at quarterback. But where are all these other positions? Like, I mean, if you look at BYU's running back room and you say, hey, they've got it all figured out, wrong. Just look at what they did with Tyson Williams for 1 year. Grad transfers and transfer portal guys that can show up for 1 year, 2 years. That's how BYU can take advantage of this. You can't get guys to commit to BYU 4 years very often who are not familiar with what BYU does. But this is where you can get guys that you can come in and say, hey, look, do the Mark Pope model and say, come in for 1 year. You need to live the BYU way of life for one season. That's all we're asking you. Come in and do it and see what it's about. Make the team great and make yourself available on a national level. That's how a lot of these guys end up being, you know, they get found out. I'm looking at this transfer portal, and I'm seeing all these guys who have transferred. I mean, Utah has had guys who are transferring from at the quarterback spot from Texas, the state of Texas. Look what Cam Rising has done. He's just telling his buddies from the Lone Star State, hey, man, come on up here. We've got something amazing going on up here. And Jake Bentley sees the writing on the wall and goes, look, I'm not going to be the guy here. And I'm going to.
Well, there was a reason for that.
But I know, but I'm just saying, I'm going to South Alabama. And whatever those reasons are, find a better place.
And what does he care? Because he just gets a chance to go play football.
That's what I'm saying. And so if you're BYU, this should be the way that you – I mean, the transfer portal should be the place that you – and I don't know what the rules totally are with that. When they can contact these guys, how they can you send a text to them? If they're in the transfer portal, are they just free game? Or are they treated like high school recruits are? I'm not sure when it comes to this, but I love the idea that the transfer portal has turned into – I mean, I'm looking at – Scott, and could you imagine anybody in 2021 from the NCAA saying, no, you can't be immediately eligible? They're going to say everybody can immediately play anywhere. You know why? Because it was a total cluster this year, and we can't control any of it. And just go and play at these places and get things figured out. We'll take the break here. We've got more to go here on the program. We've got our MVPs next. And I'll also hopefully have a Jazz scoring update here for you. Not looking good at the home of the Knickerbockers, the Jazz trailing with less than a minute left. We'll have that maybe go final before the end of this hour. Stay right here with us on KSL News Radio. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.